Well, hi guys. That's quite a big welcome from everyone. And hi, I'm Shantae, and I do lead kids ministry. So please bear with me. I'm used to telling stories and not preaching. So forgive me if I get a little sidetracked. So as Uncle Brent says, I actually came from the streets. Obviously, nobody plans to end up there. But somehow, all my decisions in life kind of veered me off in that way. And if I tell you guys, I had the highest sin ranking, like, that you can believe. Like, and I know we don't rank sin, and I know that we do not think one sin is worse than the other, but honestly, who I was before I came to Jesus was just someone who was really lost, and someone, as Uncle Brent said, like, I'd given up on myself, the world, my mom, everybody, just everybody had given up, and God took me on this journey to come to Richards Bay, and here I am today to share a verse that really means a lot to me. And so in the beginning of my relationship with Jesus, let me tell you, I would wrestle with him about things like, I can't understand your love. I don't understand. Like, my sins are so much. How can you still love me? And in the beginning, as you guys know, it's difficult to come out of the sin that you were once caught in, because you have to learn about the authority that you carry on the inside. And so I would get so devastated when I would make a mistake. And I would like fall straight back into like this shame and guilt and absolute darkness that God had taken me out of. And the one day I was really down, and I spoke to Auntie Kate, and Auntie Kate gave me a verse that really meant a lot to her. And it is from Romans 5 verse 8. And it basically says, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And I wrestled with this because I'm like, I don't believe it. I don't understand. Like, I went through so much, and then I've seen so much rejection. I've experienced so much rejection. I've experienced so much hatred within myself and anger. So how can a God love me? And while I was wrestling with him, he took me to Paul, basically, who was Saul. And he helped me understand that Paul was speaking to the Romans about this. Now, Paul used to kill most of God, or a lot of God's people. Now, imagine the flip that had to happen in him. Imagine the conversations he had with God about his own identity and how God loves him. Because, like, I'm sure the guilt must have piled, and the shame. And oftentimes we wear it, I wore it as a cloak. It was my identity. And when I finally understood that, when I finally understood that God sent Jesus then, like a thousand and something, many thousands ago, years ago, to that one. Well, technically, but anyway, so many thousands of years ago, he sent Jesus to die on the cross for all of our sins. And I was like, how? Like, I'm still sinning. Like, fix it. You know, like, I'm not understanding. And then God brought me back to the point, but God demonstrated his own love for us. So he was trying to help me understand that even then, he loved me so much with my baggage, with the mistakes I'm still going to make, because I make them a lot, and with the stuff that's still to come, he still loved me then enough to send Jesus that I can be saved today and stand here in front of you guys. And that for me was such an incredible revelation, because we often do not, and I'm, especially myself, I forget just how unconditional God's love is. I'm used to working for my love. I'm used to working for a place. I'm used to, like, conditional things, conditional love within the world, within many areas of my life. And this scripture just reminds me that God is unconditional, and that he wants us to treat each other with that unconditional love. He wants us to spread that word about the fact that he is unconditional, because we all need that redemptive love. There's not one person here that has sinned more or sinned less than I have, or that has like that heavy weight that sin carries when we sin and we do the wrong things. We all have that heavy weight when we do the wrong thing. And so God wants us to recognize that he demonstrates his love already then for you now, so that you can continue to live in freedom. And so my challenge that I had received in this was, to change my mindset on how I see God, because I had so much unbelief about that God loved me. Like, guys, I walked away in church. I was like an arrogant person at 8, and I was like, I do not. You say God is love. How, my bro? How does God love and allow people to go through the stuff that they go through if he loves them, with my 8-year-old mind, you know? And so I walked away from God, and I built this hard heart, and I built this defiance and this rebellion and all of that and unbelief of that. I believe in God, but I don't believe Jesus loved me enough to die for me, right? That was the lie. And so God had to help me repent from that so that I understand that Jesus did love me. He still loves me. And we don't realize how quickly we get caught in that unbelief. As soon as you don't see something work, you're like, but Jesus then doesn't love me anymore. Or no, surely God is no longer with me. And so my challenge today, because I know we all are people of faith, and if you're not, then I pray, Lord Jesus, save them today. But if, because we all know Jesus just a little bit, my challenge is this: repent. Let's repent of our unbelief together. Let's challenge ourselves to know more about who he is, to know how far can he take us if we allow his love to infiltrate us, like come inside. So please let me pray, and then I will say my goodbyes. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, so much for what you do for us. Never mind just what you do, Father God, but who you are, Father God. I thank you that you are the eternal God. I thank you that you have a plan and purpose for everybody that is sitting here and everybody who accidentally missed coming, Father God. But I thank you that you have plans for your kingdom. Father God, I just pray right now, Lord, that people's hearts who are stirring because they know that they've been carrying guilt around, Father God, or carrying shame, or thinking that their sin is bigger than you, that you could never accept them, that you can never forgive them for what they've done, Father God. I pray that their small-mindedness be broken now in Jesus' name, Father, and I pray may you fill them with the revelation of who you are, Father God. I thank you so much for every opportunity which you give us, Lord. And I thank you that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father. And I thank you that you continue to carry us in the palm of your hands. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.